rocks.
Perfect song for Best Friend Day. Hunter? Hunter?
Oh, sorry. What?
Oh, I was thinking about Tom.
Oh, my God. Cruise. You're the worst. On National Best Friend Day, you should be thinking about me, all right?
I'm sorry. I got a new best friend. No. Dude,
if you think Tom Cruise would be your friend, you get out of here. You get out of here. He'd be my friend first.
You know? Anyway, sorry. What's going on?
Why'd you just bang the guy already?
I'm sorry, dude. Piss you off.
Anyway, 7:45. Welcome.
Now you're my best friend, you jerk.
Thanks, buddy. No, it's ruined now. You ruined it. You ruined National Best Friend Day. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring? You want a great career? It's French for career. room to grow. You got awesome benefits, great starting pay. Check out special-lite.com. Get started on that new career right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's something you used to really dislike but completely changed your mind about? All right, you hated it before, but now you're like, I actually enjoy it. Exactly. I enjoy it.
You got one?
I do. And I was thinking about this, and I was like, food's kind of an easy one. I'm sure there was a lot of food I didn't like as a kid or whatever. But something that I used to not enjoy doing, but now I actually really love cooking.
It's kind of a good one.
I'm almost mad at myself for not doing, because when I was a younger guy, you know, off at college, and then I was in California for a while living by myself.
Here's another thing. Nobody wanted you to cook food when you were a kid anyway.
Well, for sure. But, you know, even as a young adult, I wish I would have spent more time, because it was just easy to order a pizza or throw in some ramen. And now you don't have as much time. Like, I had way more free time back then to be slinging up some, you know, Gordon Ramsay style, you know, pigs in a blanket.
Here's the thing in my situation. I can't sit here and say, I learned how to cook and blah. No, I still really don't cook over the stove.
Yeah.
Mine's the grill. Yeah. I learned how to cook on the grill. But that's the extent of it. So I can't really say I'm a cook.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that still takes practice, you know. Although it takes time, and you
definitely burn some steaks.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
To learn how to make one for sure.
Well, this burger's chewy. It's a
is
little
that beef
chewy.
Jerky. What is that?
But yeah, cooking. I didn't like the cleanup, which the cleanup still isn't fun. But you learn ways to make it more enjoyable. And now, when you make a nice meal, you're like, yeah.
See, that's kind of what's nice about the grill, though, because you can leave the mess, and you're like, it's flavor.
Just leave it open. Let the birds
pick at it.
You're
not supposed to scrub it off.
No,
you're just lazy. That's what it is.
No. It helps. I'm
helps with
seasoning.
The flavor and the other meats.
I'm seasoning the grill, okay? I'm seasoning the grill. So, yeah, cooking would be something that I used to really dislike.
Mine has to do with foods. I know you're trying to get away from foods, but I'm going to be really broad. Say, basically anything green. Yeah. As a kid, I don't know. If it was green, I was like, it's a plant. I don't know. I don't want that. Give me some meat. I just never really liked, peas, you know, anything that was good for you, I guess.
What about a salad? Were you a big salad
guy? I mean, I would eat, some salads. Like, my grandma made a mean salad. I don't know what she would put in it, but it was good. Even as a kid, I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
But, asparagus I like now.
Mm-hmm.
Brussels sprouts as a kid, I was like, there's no effing way.
I don't think
I will ever like this. It is terrible.
I don't think
I love them now.
Brussels sprouts. And yeah, they're great. Use
the
salt.
Here's the thing, though. I won't allow the wife to cook them in the house.
Oh, because of the smell? That's one,
the entire day.
Yeah.
It destroys the house for an entire day. So I'm like,
farts.
Hey, we got outlets outside of the house. We'll just take the air fryer. By the way, air frying Brussels sprouts,
it's kind of like flash frying them. It's kind of like that.
Dude, it is. They're crispy. They're good.
But you're right, though.
But damn, they stink, dude.
Cook it up. They smell like farts. It smells like you're just cooking up
like
a
the
vat
worst.
Of farts. Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
And I'm always like out of the house and I come home to it. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
You open up the door. It's just like a wall of Brussels sprouts.
Were you farting in here all day? No, cooking Brussels sprouts. Oh, okay.
They're good, man. They're good. You butter them up.
My second answer was cooking Brussels sprouts, not farting in here all day. Do you fart in the air fryer? That's what it was.
That's what Stan smells like.
Good answer. Good answer. So your palate has changed. Your
palate has changed. I like greens. I like greens now.
It's I'm dealing with that right now with our daughter Riley. She you'll give her like a green bean and she'll put it in her mouth and then bleh, just right back out. It's like no. You got to eat
snap peas. Like I never liked snap peas, but they're good now.
Yep. All right, good answer. I'll take it. I'll take it. 925WIRX, comment on Facebook. What's something you used to really dislike but completely changed your mind about? We'll have your answer when we get back. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Rock. Hunter.
Ow, 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 ow. He's in the studio doing that.
He's stepping on Legos. Ow, ow.
Justin, give him your ow. Ow. Give him one of those.
I'm going to need like 10 ows in a row. Ow, 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 ow. All right. It's your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Decatur and Benton Township. What's something you used to really dislike but completely changed your mind about?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a phone call here, see something you dislike, but no, you don't mind. WIRX, hello.
Hey, morning, Brock.
Morning.
All right, here's mine for you.
Okay.
I really love now just staying the hell home.
That's nice. A great answer, Sam. That's a great answer.
There you go, Sam.
When I was a kid, man, I couldn't wait to go out and do things. But now it's just like, you know what? Everything I love is at home.
That's a good answer. I love it, man.
That's a good answer.
I'm with you, buddy. I just keep my ass home.
Yeah, the more you go out, man. The more you see all these Karens around, man. They're just Karens. It's people in general. Like, for instance, I'm going to rant here for a second.
Go for it.
It's just like walking by. We went out for a little walk last night, right? Yep. Guy out mowing his lawn. I'm just like, we make eye contact, and I kind of give him a little wave, you know, a little head nod, you know, like a man to man, you know. Nothing. I'm like, I get it. You're mowing your lawn. You might have had a bad day. Even the wife was like, you might have had a bad day. You know, yeah. I'm like, I don't care. You don't get the nod. Like, even if you have the worst day of your life, if somebody gives you like the, you know, like, hey, I understand, you know,
give them
a nod back.
Give them the old.
Just
old
people pin-up. Now. I'm just like, yeah. Dude, that right there pisses me off.
To be fair, you are a shady looking guy, and I don't know if I'd nod.
I don't, dude. Even the shadiest looking dude, you still give him a nod. It's a man to man thing.
Are you giving Hitler the nod? Okay, good to know. Good to know.
God, yeah, maybe not Hitler. Maybe
Hitler's the only one.
You don't nod at. Don't be nodding at him.
Don't give.
Like
don't
same thing with holding the door. If you don't say welcome, dude, I'm gonna shove that door into your back.
Right there, you're done. You're done.
Sorry, that's it. Bottom of rent.
But yeah, I agree with Sam 110%. Like, just. I had to go out and do something every night. We had to go out to the bars. And now, if I had the choice, like, hey, Brock, you could go to the hottest club in the world. I'm talking like, chicks.
You really got to mustered up the energy.
You got chicks in pillowcase dresses dancing around. You got the hot music. You got, like, no, I'm not going. I don't want overpriced
drinks.
You know
what, the only time it happens?
Music. What?
You know, the only time it happens now is, like, mid-drunk when, like, you're with your friends. They're like, let's. Call an Uber. Let's go. And you're like, oh, God. All right.
Even now, though.
But if you can plan around it beforehand, it's like, it's never going to happen.
None worse than going to meet people and I don't know where it's at and I walk in and it's just aggressively loud. I'm like, oh, this night's going to suck. It is so loud in here. It is so loud.
I got a ride here, too. I can't get out of this situation.
Is that Uber still here? Nah, he's left. He's gone. I'm not going to pay for it.
You know what one more for me would be? Kind of involves what we're talking about. Tequila.
Yeah.
Back in the day, like people would pour shots of tequila. I'm like, oh boy,
yeah,
oh boy, that's like gasoline to me, man.
Let's flip the script. Something that I used to really like and now dislike: Jaeger. How about that?
Jaeger.
Opposite
Fireball.
End of the
Fireball is kind of getting there.
Opposite end of the spectrum there.
Mm-hmm.
All good answers. Good answers. We got some comments on Facebook. Let's see. Katie said artichokes. Let's be honest. No one really likes artichokes. They like artichokes covered in cream cheese and mozzarella and baked.
Like an actual artichoke? What do you get? You mash it up and do a dip, right?
Yeah, that's the only. It's not like I'm just eating an artichoke. You know what I mean?
I disagree. I still don't like artichokes.
Yeah?
Even artichoke dip. I'm like, that's really good. I'm still like, there's something in there that I don't like.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but it ain't great.
I'm not there. I don't understand it, so I don't like it. That's what it is.
Right.
Jason had an interesting answer, something that he used to really dislike, but has changed his mind about: cricket. He said, for the first 12 years of my marriage, I'm married to a South African expat who is now a U.S. citizen. bagged on whatever she brought the sport up and said how great it was. Then around 6 years ago, I watched a T20 cricket game, shorter version of traditional cricket, and I was hooked. Now I'm obsessed with cricket and all of its formats. Huh, there you go.
I look at cricket like I look at, what's the other?
Rugby.
Rugby.
Yeah.
I look at cricket like I look at rugby. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Like he skips the ball off the ground.
I don't get it at all. That game, and you could try and explain it to him and be like, no, I don't get it. I see you use a paddle, and that's it. You know. I'm done. Let's see. Jacob said rap. Yeah. Yeah.
He likes rap. Damn, you didn't like rap back in the day. Now you like it?
Man, I don't know. That mumble rappers. Or maybe he's
tried some
into,
rap back in the day.
Maybe he got some old school rap now. Maybe he got some old school rap. Let's see. Ooh, Angie had a good one. Four cylinders. Yeah, I'm liking those right now.
That's a great answer, dude.
My wife's four cylinder is my favorite vehicle we have. Oh my god.
Yeah, little fart cans are looking kind of promising right now, huh?
Dude, I would take a single cylinder gas powered bicycle right now.
You know?
Yeah.
What was that car we were looking at for you?
Geo Metro. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, Geo Metro.
Yeah,
looking pretty nice.
Three cylinders, man.
That McDonald's straw for an exhaust pipe.
Hey, this bad boy gets 300 miles to the gallon. All right, I'll take it. All right. Good answers. We got to take a break.
Great answers.
We got more coming up. Stick around.